Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Saturday, July 10th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Mixed messages are coming from Zimbabwe. The government has apparently done an about-face on their request for food aid, asking for help from the World Food Program. Until that comes, Bible Pathway Ministry partner Pastor Alpheus says their outreach programs are stressed because most of the larger supporters of the church have left the country.
The last 3 years, we experienced drought in the country, and a lot of people were starving. This last month, the government passed a law to stop all food imports into the country because they want to control the distribution of food themselves. This puts a heavy strain on what the church is doing.
Alpheus says his decision to feed the hungry earned him death threats and government scrutiny. He never stopped, though, adding Bible Pathways been vital to their outreach.
I got a lot of the books when I came here last year, and we've started the churches outside of the cities. The only book that they have is a Bible Pathway copy. We use that for our Bible studies. We use that as a scripture that we read there.
And concern over the plight of foreign aid workers is building in areas home to Muslim militants. Living Water International's Jerry Wiles says their teams are careful whenever they go into an area hostile to foreign aid workers. As Christians, they're even more of a target. However, Wiles says their teams are willing to face the risk to bring hope.
All over the world, it's hazardous duty, whether it's Central South America, Africa, or whether it's in Asia or in the Middle East. There are certain areas that is more volatile than others, but security is always an issue in what we do, and we've lost people on the field.
Pray that many will come to Christ as a result. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. Help us continue to call people just like you to missions around the world. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.